senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. The markets, as you know, just had their best week in 2 years. So was this because the uncertainty over who's going to be president ended and the markets don't like uncertainty? Or is this specifically about investors feeling good about a Trump administration? What do you think?
I think it leans a little bit to the second. Certainly the fact that the election is over and was decided quickly helped a lot. As you and I talked last week, it was a thought that we were going to either be relatively flat on the week or we're going to have a lot of volatility and it could be plus or minus 2%, and we wound up being plus 4%. I think a lot of it is the fact that we now know what the lay of the land looks like, at least for the next 2 years. We're already starting midterm election season. So I think that's helped out the markets here as well.
Of course, one thing to keep in mind, even though the makeup of Congress could support Donald Trump's legislative measures, it's not a guarantee, is it?
No, it's not. There's still a faction of the Republican Party that is not a big fan of Donald Trump. So in order for him to get legislation through, he's going to have to get everybody on board. And that's not going to be an easy trick. We've seen that be the case even when Obama was president, had a Democratic Congress. Not everything that he wanted was getting through Congress as well. So it's not going to be an easy path going forward. And again, the markets are going to be a lot more focused on what happens to the economy, what happens to inflation, as opposed to, you know, necessarily who's in the White House and what gets proposed. We'll see what gets passed, mm-hmm. but what is now possible. We've got 100 days to inauguration, so there's going to be a lot of time to speculate.
Wall Street Journal headline today, "Why is Buffett hoarding cash?" You and I talked about this a little last week, but the question is, what does he see coming? I mean, he's the world's most followed investor, and if he doesn't feel comfortable investing, should the rest of us be worried?
I think there is some concern, and we've talked about it in the past here, too, is that valuations on the market are just very, very high. The S&P now crossing 6,000, the most recent quarter that we just finished, should come in at about $200 a share. So the math of that gives you a 30 PE or price to earnings on the S&P 500. That's only been crossed a couple times, 2000 and 2007, and then recently in 2021. All three of those instances, the next 3 to 5 year returns were either negative or not very good in the short run. In the case of 2021, we had COVID to follow. But the returns are very low, subpar returns when you start with valuations that high. It doesn't mean the market turns tail tomorrow and goes down a bunch, but it means that the next 3 to 5 years, and that's kind of where I think Buffett's looking, the returns are not necessarily that good. So he's bringing on some cash in order to take advantage of some of the possibilities of lower stock prices ahead.
In the short term, what are you forecasting? Retail company earnings are due out this week. Where do you think inflation is going?
Inflation, you know, it's kind of interesting. If you look at the headline numbers for inflation, they're down to that 2.2% range. Core, if you exclude food and energy, which has tended to be pretty volatile, that core rate of inflation is closer to 3%. And that's been kind of sticky around that 3% level. And that's one of the things that's given a few people on Wall Street at least a little bit of reason to be concerned. Retail sales, we'll see what happens here. And I'm going to be really curious to hear from the different companies about what they're seeing as far as buying patterns. We get Walmart later this week. Home Depot came out today and said their numbers look pretty good. We haven't heard from them yet, but they've released their numbers. But I'd be curious to see and hear about what are they seeing as far as sales. What are the makeup of the sales? Are people trading down, trading up? Are they, you know, your foot traffic, you're getting different people in the stores that you otherwise would. And I think that'll give us at least a better picture of how strong the consumer is today, as well as maybe going forward.
As far as stocks are concerned, this is usually the best part of the year, isn't it? And also the year following a presidential election, it tends to be up, correct?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. It starts with the election. And so the results, you know, as far as how the market reacted, no different than when Biden got elected 4 years ago or Trump was first elected in 2016. We saw a big move in stocks in each of those instances, and it kicked off a very good next 6 to 12 months. And you're right, from an election cycle, the markets tend to do well from the election to probably a year later. And we are seasonally in a strong period. Usually November through April, May tends to be the better part of the calendar as a lot of bonuses get paid, 401ks get added at year end, beginning of the following year. So it tends to be a good period for the markets. The caveat is we're starting from a very high valuation level. So the ceiling might be a lot closer than we think as far as how high can stocks go from here.
Interesting stuff. Paul Nolte, Murphy and Silvest. Thank you, Paul. Let me know if Warren Buffett shares any of his secrets with you, okay?
You'll be in a long line, yes.
I bet. All right, take care. Have a good one.